From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. Today, why pregnant women should eat more fish. But first, retailers' accounting receipts after the annual tax-free weekend in Texas. The state suspended sales taxes on traditional school must-haves like clothes, backpacks, and notebooks as long as they were less than $100. Diana Douglas got out of the heat to find things were pretty bearable at the mall.
Gary Hayes rested outside the Justice clothing store at North Park Center. His wife and 8-year-old daughter were inside, but he felt more comfortable out here. Less glitter.
This is a girl's haven. It's if you're in the range of 5 years old to 8 years old, this is where you hang out. Everything's sparkly in there, so the guys hang out outside the store.
Hayes's daughter, Annabella, wanted shoes, socks, and clothes. Under $100, all were exempt from the state and local sales tax of 8.25%.
It's going to be very crowded this afternoon, but right now it's not as bad as usual.
When Annabella and Melissa Hayes emerged from Justice, they were smiling. Annabella had found two perfect pairs of sunglasses.
These have pointy edges, and I got another one that I really like because it can bend up and go in your pocket.
Foldable rhinestone Wayfarer sunglasses actually didn't get the tax break because they are considered accessories. Still, Melissa Hayes pointed out, clothes for adults did qualify.
But I could get tennis clothes, and I'm looking for myself too, so might as well.
The state comptroller's office estimated shoppers saved about $83 million in taxes over the weekend, nearly $4 million more than last year. Shops at North Park and across Texas stayed open later to draw in those shoppers.
I think most of the retailers in the mall have, some sort of sale or special going on.
That's Jessica Stipe, manager at a children's clothing store in North Park. She was busy, but saw none of the pandemonium of, say, a Black Friday.
Yeah, everyone's been in really good moods. I had been kind of warned that tax-free weekend was crazy, but it's been really fun.
Surrounded by little pink and black shirts in a Paris theme, she said she had to do a little shopping of her own.
So my husband is starting grad school at the end of the month. So I was telling him yesterday that I hadn't thought about it, but because it's tax-free weekend, we need to take him school shopping.
Texas is among more than a dozen states to offer some kind of tax holiday during back-to-school shopping season. But the lost revenue has to be made up somewhere. That's what caused Illinois to cancel its tax holiday in recent years. If you missed this tax break, don't worry. During Memorial Day weekend, Texans also get an Energy Star tax holiday on appliances like air conditioners and washing machines. And if that's not exciting enough, Louisiana has a guns and ammunition tax holiday in September. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.
Women have been long anxious about fish consumption during pregnancy. The Food and Drug Administration has new recommendations. Eat more of it. Most types are fine, save for a few. In this edition of Vital Signs, Dr. Sherry Puffer of Texas Health Arlington Memorial Hospital says the FDA's new tune should calm some fears.
In the news in the last couple of years have been a lot of information about mercury in fish. And, pregnant women especially have been told, stay away from mercury-containing fish. And it's kind of scary because you don't know which fish really contain a lot of mercury, and you have to do a lot of research to figure that out. I used to go to a restaurant, and I'd have a list on my iPhone, and I'd have to reference that every time. Most people are probably not going to do that, so they just avoid fish totally.
So now the FDA comes along with recommendations that say you can pretty much eat most of the fish that we have been eating anyway, tuna, salmon,
shrimp. Tuna's a little bit tricky. You have to eat only certain types of tuna.
Not the white albacore.
Eat the chunk light instead. It has less mercury than the albacore. Most of the fish that we eat in the United States commonly are ones that we're able to eat just fine. Shrimp, pollock, cod, the chunk light tuna, salmon,
catfish
was on there. So those are the ones we normally find at the grocery store and in the seafood aisle.
What should we stay away from?
So there's four main types, and it's tilefish from the Gulf of Mexico, king mackerel, shark, and swordfish. You do find swordfish at some nicer restaurants, so pregnant women, lactating women, and children need to avoid that fish.
Now, there's mercury in all of this. The assumption now is that the benefits outweigh the risks now at this point?
There's mercury in almost all of our food sources. And what they've developed is that how much mercury, I think, is okay. And the four fish that I named that you should avoid have a large level of mercury in them. Salmon, for example, has 2 micrograms of mercury per 4 ounces. Well, if you look at shark, it has 151 micrograms of mercury, or tilefish, 219 micrograms of mercury. So I don't know exactly how much mercury is safe, but they're telling us that in these 8 to 12 ounces of fish per week of these low mercury fish, that is safe.
So we are clear. What is it exactly that mercury will do to us that's so bad?
So they think that mercury turns into methylmercury, which can be a neurotoxin, and it can inhibit brain development and growth, and especially when you're pregnant or lactating, because children are much more susceptible.
And the benefits of fish that outweigh all of this?
It's a low-caloric food, which has great amounts of omega-3 fatty acids, really good for brain development, and it's just a really nutritious source of vitamins and minerals, and it's a good source of protein.
What if you don't like fish? Then are there other foods in which you could get the benefits normally found in fish?
You know, omega-3 fatty acids are one of the best benefits of fish, and they're being put into a lot of different things. I think some butters have them, like Smart Balance, certain things. You can do supplements. That's probably the best way. Nuts have a lot of omega-3 fatty acids as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get a lot of those benefits, which are heart-healthy benefits, from other foods as well.
Dr. Puffer, thank you for being with me.
Thank you very much, Sam.
Dr. Sherry Puffer is an OBGYN at Texas Health Arlington Memorial Hospital. There's more on all this at keranews.org. The private company SpaceX last week said it will build the world's first commercial launch complex for orbital missions on a remote South Texas beach. Travis Bubinick of Marfa Public Radio reports another private company wants to bring a spaceport to a spot 4 hours west of Fort Worth in the oil-rich land around Midland.
California-based X-Corp plans to launch space flights out of the Midland International Airport, and it's expected to break ground on a research and development facility there within the next couple of weeks. X-Corp President Andrew Nelson says having other players in the industry in Texas could make life for his company easier.
Anytime you have a successful company, typically their supply chain will make a decision to relocate closer.
One company is already planning to follow X-Corp to Midland to supply it with spacesuits, and Nelson says if more of what he calls support companies follow, the industry will grow faster.
It broadens our ability to get fast turnaround pieces and parts, as well as potentially new technology that we can insert into our vehicles.
Nelson says he welcomes the competition, too, but that's partly because he sort of has to. The Midland Airport's getting $2 million in state money from the Governor's Spaceport Trust Fund, but part of the arrangement was that SpaceX would have to get the go-ahead from the Federal Aviation Administration before that money could be released. The FAA still hasn't approved the Midland Airport's license to launch space flights. The deadline for that is September 15th, but Director of Airports Marv Esterly says it's likely that'll happen soon. But it might have happened much sooner if it wasn't for a funky-looking bird called the lesser prairie chicken. Some of the increasingly rare birds live near the airport. When they were listed as threatened just a few months ago, the FAA had to go back and talk with U.S. Fish and Wildlife to make sure they wouldn't be hurt by the sonic booms from flights shooting into space. Esterly says so far there's not much showing they would be, but scientists are still looking into it, and they'll study the birds for X-Corp's first few flights just to be safe.
That sonic boom is projected on computer models to be about the sound of a thunderclap.
X-Corp's still building its first spacecraft, but Nelson says he hopes to have 10 to 20 of them flying out of Midland within the next couple of decades. In West Texas, I'm Travis Bubinick.
We've got a 40% chance of rain in the forecast with a high of 95 today. It's 82 now in Dallas, 80 in Fort Worth. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.